Jamie Locker with you here at the Green Zone on this Thursday. World Cup action underway. Mexico victorious in their opener as the co-host. They took on South Africa to a 2-0 victory for the Mexican side. Canada and the United States, the other co-hosts, of course, begin tomorrow. There is one game later on tonight. It is Czechia against Korea. That is Group A action. Of course, Mexico and South Africa also in that group. And here we go with the World Cup. Game five coming up in the Stanley Cup playoffs this evening. Looks like Brandon Bussey will get the start again for the Hurricanes. And as well tonight, it is the kickoff to week two of the Canadian Football League.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Brittany Gray.
Britton Gray is here, our Green Zone Rider reporter. Closed practice today, so not a lot to report, but we do have the final injury report on who's available and who is out. Many of the players already on the six-game or one-game injured list, but one player is out. That is special teamer of the year last year for the Riders, Nick Wiebe, Britton. And you saw it at the padded practice a few days ago. It's listed as a head injury, so something went down at that padded practice for Nick Wiebe, unfortunately.
Yeah, you saw him down on the ground there, and looked like it was Jamarcus Hardrick kind of standing over talking. You could tell something, he felt bad about something, and the defense came in and kind of shoved him away. He walked back to the offense, but Nick Wiebe got up. Kind of, you could tell he wasn't quite right. He leaned down. Some guy was going to come in for him. He did wave him off at the time, but obviously when they got back, suffered some symptoms. Didn't practice today, according to the injury report. So, a big loss, maybe. Special teams is going to be important, especially with how many changes the Riders have had to make to that group, and losing out a great tackler like him. It could be a major one.
So we've had this weird schedule. We've talked about it multiple times, and it's not just impacting, you know, the Riders and the bye in the first week of the season. But also the Lions and the Argos impacted. I'm curious about what your expectations are for at least the first half of this game on Saturday, based on how much time the Riders have had to wait to get back into action.
I think it could be a little bit rusty. I think you have to worry about that for both these teams right now. This isn't the normal bye week where at least one team played last week and they got to work it off, and you're trying to work it off as the other team. Both teams haven't. It might not be fireworks, right? Or I guess it might be if the defense is the ones that are kind of working it off. But I don't expect it to be crisp right off the gate, but you never know. Obviously, how good the BC Lions were another year under Buck Pearce here.
Yep.
The Riders brought back a lot of people on offense, and then a new defense here. It might not be, but I wouldn't expect it to be perfection right away out of the gate.
Yeah. It might be a little sloppy, but these two teams are going to want to smack each other around. Like, it's been a minute since they've been able to hit somebody.
Chatting with Nathan, he was a little bit like hesitant on the whole rivalry thing, and it's our time. We even got into that with him. It'll be interesting to see.
They always say that, but then all of a sudden at the end of the game on Saturday, if the BC Lions are winning, you might see Nathan Rourke chirping at the fans on the east side.
I'm okay with that.
So am I. I love it.
Yeah.
I welcome it. But these two teams are going to want to hit somebody again.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's a 9-team league, right? So you don't want to give extra importance just to one team. I know the Riders and Bombers have that, sure. But when you have to face everyone multiple times, you don't want everyone to know, oh, you're more focused on this team than any other team, especially when you play other teams twice, three times in a single season.
You could tell Nathan was careful not to give us any
bulletin board material.
Yeah. No, but it's
the Riders will want to win. The Lions want to win. But the Lions are in the same spot. Their season came to an end in that north end zone when Tommy Neal won the game for the Riders, when it looked like the Lions were that close to getting to the Grey Cup. I know both teams want to win, but the Lions have a lot of returning players, more than the Riders do. That's why I'm picking the Lions this week. And
they have something to prove too, right? Like
100% they do.
I mean, a lot of question marks on defense for the Lions. They brought in a lot of new names. Gary Peters is out this week. They're a veteran defensive back. I think that's pretty much a whole new linebacker team they brought in. They move off. They bring in Darnell Sankey. Josh Woods is gone. Someone new there. There's a few changes there that they also have to start to gel and mesh. Not as many as the Riders, but at the same time, the Riders, that Grey Cup roster, we want to look at that. The Riders were missing a bunch of week one starters from that.
But the Lions brought in guys to improve their defense. The Riders are bringing in guys to fill holes in their defense.
On paper, it looks like that. Until the games are played, how many times has a team been dubbed the offseason champions and they are still terrible? I don't think the Lions are terrible. They're probably going to finish second in the West.
Who did you take? You took the Alouettes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't even think about that one. That was the Owls and Argos tomorrow, by the way, Friday Night Football.
Who took the Argos? Did somebody take the Argos?
Yeah.
This guy did.
It was Britain. Okay.
I saw the entire CFL.ca writing staff select the Montreal Alouettes, and I knew that's a good sign for the Toronto Argonauts.
I like your strategy, Britton.
By the way, because I'm a nerd, like Nathan Rourke, described by AJ, I'll add as a nerd, more times than not last year when the CFL.ca crew picked all one team, more often than not, that team did end up winning. It's just highlighted a lot more often when we get it wrong than we'd get it right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
There are a lot of people watching your picks every week. We'll leave it at that.
Just to throw it right back at us when we're wrong.
Yeah.
But tonight, it's the Tiger Cats and the Bombers. 15th straight sellout for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Britton, I've got Winnipeg over the Tie Cats to improve to 2-0.
Yeah, I do too. I really wanted to take Hamilton, but with Winton McManus still out, I think it's supposed to be raining there. It seems like the running game is going to be very important, as it always is for Winnipeg. But I didn't like the way Hamilton stopped the run too good against Montreal.
Montreal didn't run the ball a lot, no. But I think their running back, who's their backup because Tice got injured, averaged like 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, their third string running back, because Stevie Scott was also hurt. Exactly. So it doesn't instill a lot of confidence when they're going up against Brady Oliveira. They're going to be able to stop that. So I'm going Winnipeg, the home opener. Winnipeg's a team I'm very interested in seeing how they are midseason, late in the year, because that is a veteran team. They got out, signed some guys, veterans. Can they kind of keep the foot on the gas the entire season?
So there's week two. It's Ticats Bombers tonight, Friday Argos Alouettes, Saturday Lions at the Saskatchewan.
Can we follow up a week one? Like an exciting week one?
It was. I hope these games are good. Probably won't be as exciting as that basketball game last night, Britton Gray.
Amazing. What a comeback. Holy.
Insane. I need to thank Justin Blackwell, by the way. Thank you, Justin, for texting us, because I was out. I stopped watching in the second quarter. It was 24-point lead or something. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is ridiculous. And Justin Blackwell, because I blamed it on Trump, I said, look what Trump did to the Knicks, completely ruined their mojo. Thankfully, Taylor Swift arrived last night to clean that slate.
It's a little foreshadowing our champs and chumps today.
And then Justin texted, or we're about to see the greatest comeback ever. And I looked at the score app and went, whoa, whoa, they're within 12? And turned the TV on to watch ridiculousness prevail last night for the Knicks over the Spurs.
What surprised me about that fourth quarter was it didn't seem like they were dominating. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem like, but they just kept getting
chip away
closer and closer. And then you're like, okay, maybe there is a chip. Okay, they're okay. Are they, what are they within one? Did they just about tie, like go ahead?
The old saying is, don't interrupt your enemies when they are making mistakes. And the Spurs were making a mistake with how they were trying to force shots, not taking their time, allowing New York to get back into it. Bad 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
It was driving, like, it drove Charles Barkley insane. He called the Spurs the stupidest team he's ever watched in the way they handled that lead in the fourth quarter.
They are a young team.
They played that game like it was within five. It made no sense.
Yeah. They were rushing a little bit. I think they were a little bit thrown by it, and it's hard to figure out what it is that New York has this year, right?
It's New York magic all of a sudden.
They're in it, and they're kind of just scrappy, right?
And they win on Saturday.
Will the National Guard be need to called into New York with that celebration?
Wow. Last night, there's so many videos on my phone about the stupidity after that game.
Like, yeah, it's just,
someone was dressed up as Spider-Man on top of a light pole waving a Knicks flag.
Yeah, it's getting to the point of stupidity. It's not even celebrating. It's just
they went into that one burger shop or whatever, and that's the one video I've seen quite a bit.
Ridiculous. Meanwhile, speaking of ridiculous fans, the World Cup has arrived to North America. We're curious, did you have like a country or do you just cheer for Canada? Canada. Like for some reason there's people out there who latch on to Brazil or Germany.
Yeah, or whatever. Or maybe one of their family, loose connection with the family, yeah. Right? You know?
No, I'm pulling for Canada, from Canada, of course, want to see them do well. But in reality, it's very tough for them to actually win it. I cheer for players. Cristiano Ronaldo is one of my favorite players to watch.
Oh, don't like walk Portugal. Into the newsroom now.
I know.
I just walked for
Portugal.
Get out the door, turn right. Don't go anywhere near Sarah Mills' office. She does not like Cristiano Ronaldo.
I know. I did my bracket. I have France winning, like Kylian Mbappe, like what he does and how good of a talent he is.
I'm a little bit of a small Portugal fan as well, for whatever reason.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's not well-liked, eh?
Ronaldo?
Outside of Portugal.
It's the greatest goal scorer of all time.
No, that's Lionel Messi.
No, Lionel Messi's the greatest player of all time. It's like Sidney Crosby, better all around than Alexander Ovechkin, but Ovechkin's a better goal scorer than Sidney Crosby.
We found something else to debate with Britton about. Should we bring up LeBron James again? I think not. That is Britton Gray, Green Zone Rider Reporter. Of course, walkthrough day tomorrow. Britton will have full preview and, of course, another episode of Ride to a Repeat coming to your way tomorrow here on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here at the Green Zone. Nathan Rourke joined us earlier. Want to check that conversation out at the podcast. My takeaway from, there's a lot of takeaways from that. How well thought out he is, how good well chat. Spoken he is, how big of a champion he is for the Canadian Football League, how much is he's trying. He doesn't request the spotlight, but he's trying to understand the importance of him in the spotlight.
It did sound like him and Stu may have had some sort of correspondence after.
But the other takeaway, he didn't hold back on the rule changes.
No.
He's still like nothing's broken. Nothing is broken. And still would have hoped that rule changes go through the proper channels rather than just the Board of Governors and the Commissioner saying we're moving the goalposts and we're changing the field and we're doing this and we're changing the playoff format. To go to the players and go to the coaches and go through that proper process of and the fans. He also brought up you, the fans, saying, hey, he thinks the fans should have a say on what he believes are huge changes to our game.
The problem with that, when you start to involve too many people, then you can handcuff yourself and that gets in the way of progress. You have to simplify situations.
Change is hard.
Yes. It does, because immediately people get very protective of things, even if they don't make sense, just because of tradition. And a lot of times you need somebody like a Stu Johnston that goes, you know what, we're doing this. I can sit here, we can have a survey, we can have a poll, we can have a referendum, we can do all these things. It's not going to get us to the ultimate goal, which is the changes that we need to make. And that's his decision. Yep. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that a lot of times guys that end up making impactful change are the ones that just ignore all the pundits behind them.
So to go check out the podcast, that's Nathan stupid. Rourke, coming up, his former teammate from university, A.J. Allen. Or A.J. Olette.
It's been a long week. There's hockey on tonight, too.
What game is it?
It's game 5.
How many interceptions have I thrown today? I've thrown about three or four picks today.
Not too bad. Not too bad. You got a couple in there.
Well, the
still time left, too, for a hat trick.
Yes, Game 5, Stanley Cup Final. Carolina Hurricanes up against the Vegas Golden Knights. And it looks like Brandon Bussey will be back in net for Carolina this evening. Canada begins their World Cup adventure tomorrow, 1 o'clock Saskatchewan time, when they take on Bosnia and Herzegovina. The co-host Mexico won their first match 2-0 in the opener against South Africa earlier. Once again, A.J. Ouellette, running back of the Rough Riders, next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Each and every day, champs and chumps on the Green Zone are chump today. Knicks fans. Knicks fans are the chump today. They're taking this too far.
Yeah, too many videos of violence after the games.
And then,
win or lose.
One fan in particular. The Spurs return, you can see the video. The Spurs return to the hotel after the game last night, and as they're walking in, a fan starts chucking eggs, and one of them hit Victor Wembanyama right in the back of the head. Like, that is, like, your team wins. One of the most dramatic comebacks ever.
Go home. Have a beer. Celebrate.
Yeah. Hooliganism, there's no time for it.
Stupid.
It is ridiculous. Meanwhile, our champ, as yesterday, this news came out, an update on the Patricia Allen Fund, which was set up by Josh Allen after the death of his grandmother to honor her. He set up this fund for the Children's Hospital of Buffalo, and it started off as Bills Mafia donating $17, his number 17, and it's taken off from there. So in the 5 years this has been going on, it's been found out that more than $17 million has been raised. Nice. For the Patricia Allen Fund through Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen on the many fundraising campaigns they do. One of the coolest ones was Billustration Campaign, as they had artwork from the patients at the Children's Hospital designing New Era caps and hats. And you've seen Josh Allen wear those in and out of games. And of course, Bills Mafia is one of the most.
When they gave him the MVP award, they the kids presented it to him too, from the bunch of kids from the hospital. They're pretty broken up about it.
Champs and chumps here on the Green Zone.
He's a good guy.
Soccer today, Mexico wins 2-0 in the opener. We still have Czechia and Korea about to get going. Canada starts tomorrow. The Bombers and the Tiger Cats kick off week 2 of the Canadian Football League in about a half an hour in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And, of course, tonight, Game 5, it's Brandon Bussey back in net for the Carolina Hurricanes, series tied 2-2 in a now best-of-3 Stanley Cup Final. Enjoy the hockey. Enjoy the soccer.
Let's go. Enjoy
the football. We'll be back here at 2 tomorrow on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.